USA Radio News.
A Southwest Airlines plane flying from Chicago to New Jersey landed safely today in Cleveland after one of its windows cracked. Southwest is working on getting the 76 passengers rebooked on a later flight to New Jersey. Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. He delivered remarks earlier today at the State Department.
Mr. President, I always want to say thank you to you. You have entrusted me with a weighty and awesome responsibility to serve the American people, first as the Director of the CIA and now as the Secretary of State. This responsibility becomes more sobering when we consider the many threats to American security and prosperity and our liberty. Mr. President, I promise you, my team and I will be unrelenting in confronting those threats.
An Air National Guard C-130 cargo plane crashed onto a busy highway in Georgia, narrowly missing people on the ground, but killing at least five National Guard members today. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus are engaging in attempted extortion. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, and a document leaked by the caucus indicates they're looking into the possible impeachment of Rosenstein, who tells Fox News,
I just don't have anything to say about documents like that, that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way, but I can tell you the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News out of the White House today, Ty Cobb, the lead White House lawyer handling the president's response to the Russia investigation, is set to leave his post at the end of May. That's according to White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sanders said for several weeks, Ty Cobb has been discussing his retirement, and last week he let Chief of Staff Kelly know he would retire at the end of this month. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Keza Dumm had her prom like many high school Americans did last weekend, and she is receiving a lot of flack for a dress she wore. She wore a traditional Chinese dress to her prom. She explains how she chose that dress.
For prom, I decided to go to a vintage shop in downtown Salt Lake. I was looking for a dress that had a modest neckline and was unique. And the second I saw this dress, I was immediately drawn to it and its beauty, and I bought it. The night of prom, I got multiple compliments from strangers and even from teachers and administrators, my friends. When I posted it on Twitter the day after with the simple caption prom, that was when I started getting some responses. And I wasn't expecting it quite exactly, so it caught me by surprise.
She was also asked if she was trying to make fun of the Chinese culture or heritage.
We were not mocking Chinese culture. In fact, we were referring to a famous YouTuber from H3H3 Productions.
U.S. agencies are unprepared when it comes to protecting the public from disease carried by mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. That's according to a new report by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Over 80% of pest control organizations lack the capacity to handle increasing rates of a new disease carried by a growing number of infected mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. The CDC said these organizations require improvement in one or more five, quote, core competencies, such as testing for pesticide resistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.